Again, it's unfortunate. Our guys, as I always say every week, I know it's a broken record, but they fight hard. We do a lot of good things, and we do things that don't give us a chance to finish football games. But, you know, we started this game pretty well, did some good things defensively, offensively, moved the ball. I thought Deshaun early game played extremely well, did some really good things. Still some plays I'm sure he wish he had back. But then again, in the fourth quarter, you know, you can just see when you need it the most, that's when you got to make plays in the National Football League, and that's what I told the football team. You know, we got to get the guy down on the punt return. We got to make sure we get him stopped, you know, defensively. We got to convert and catch the ball on third down clean enough so it's not even questioned. Obviously, you know, we got to keep him out of the end zone. And then Deshaun, you know, obviously seen, I think he thought he saw Rashard in the middle of the field running, and you run into your left, and that's just hard to do, to throw the ball back across your body. So at critical times, as I said before, our team, you know, is understanding in the fourth quarter what you got to do to win. Again, I give Green Bay all the credit. They made the plays that got them opportunity to get back in the game and win the game. So credit to them. And obviously, we just got to keep fighting, you know, and we're going to continue to fight. It's one thing I know about this group. We'll continue to fight. Nobody's going to put their head down. But again, in order to win in the National Football League, you got to play really good in the fourth quarter. That's what you got to do. You got to make those plays. And so we got to find a way to make those plays when the opportunities come. And that's where we are.
You think that was Deshaun's best game until that interception?
By far, yeah. Yeah, it was. You know, I think the two picks are, I mean, again, it's, you know, it's still the same old, you know, when you turn the ball over, you're going to lose. You know, you can't turn the football over. And we have one at the end of the half, and we have one, you know, obviously late here in the game in overtime. So, again, as I talk to our quarterback all the time, you got to always be team protecting of the ball. It's unfortunate that they got that opportunity there at the end.
During that interception in overtime, he looked like he was looking for Josh.
He was.
Did you tell if Josh got howled or?
I'm not going to say he got. I mean, until I see the tape, will I know? But I know he was looking for Josh, and obviously Josh didn't get off clean enough, so he's looking for number two. Had to move out of there, and again, you know, just understanding again situation. If you need to, if it's not there, maybe just throw it away. See if we play defense, and give us a chance, you know. But obviously, he's trying to make a play. Just understanding, you know, who you're playing against. I mean, again, that was Matthews coming off that edge, and he's a crafty guy. You know, he's going to find a way to get a hand on you to make a play for their football team. And that's my point about players making plays in critical moments. And he was able to make the play, and we wasn't.
On the play at the end of the game before the punt return, you think David should have caught that pass, that slant right on third down?
Yeah, chance. That ball was on him pretty good. Yeah, I think David should have caught it. You know, obviously, you know, it's just, he's got to make that play for us. There's no question. David will. He didn't tonight.
Did you see what happened on the breakdown on that punt return?
No, until I watched the tape, do I really know? Obviously, we can't let the guy out of there. You know, we've been covering punts good all game. You know, and again, here it is, fourth quarter, critical moment. Got to get the guy down. Guy made a heck of a play.
Hugh, did you think you got enough pressure when you were up by 14 as far as it seemed like they were just kind of working their way down the field? You guys seemed looking from afar, it was kind of conservative defensively.
No, I don't think we were conservative, but I think what you said is true. I don't think we, you know, made the quarterback as uncomfortable as we needed to in order to get him off the spot. You know, and obviously the young kid made some plays, you know, with his legs and with his arms. So we got to go back and take a look at that.
Does this one hurt even more than some of the other?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I asked our guys to be the best version of themselves today, and that's what they did. And I thought that was the best version of us as a football team, offensively, defensively, and special teams up until, you know, the fourth quarter. And like I said, when we need it the most. That's what we got to do. We got to finish it and got to find a way. You know, again, our guys are playing hard. They're doing exactly what we asked them to do. But we got to find a way to finish it.
Can you feel it on the sidelines when it's you know, you have a 14-point lead, everything's going well. They, I think, got out and score. Can you start to feel the nervousness of your team?
I'm not going to say I can feel it. Obviously, I see it. I don't see the nervousness, but I see the other team starting to make plays, you know, and us not. You know, when you, I mean, let's just be honest. The ball, here comes a punt return. I mean, to put them in position, here's a third down catch that we can make, that I've seen us make. You know, just all the different things. I'm sure you guys have seen it yourselves. It's a third and 1.5, you know. We get ready to cut back and we slip. You know, just those things that are just, and I think they're trying hard. You know, I really do. I think they understand the moment. We're just not able to seize it. And we got to find a way.
Do you think that's psychological at this point?
I don't know. You know, but look, I'll look at everything. You know, I think we have to, just because of just where we are. I think these guys are doing everything I asked them to do. I have to find a way with this coaching staff to get them to winning as fast as we can. I've been saying that for weeks and weeks and weeks. That's what this is. I mean, losing's not good for anybody. I'll continue to say that. There's nothing good that comes out of this. So we just got to keep finding a way to get over this hump as fast as we can.
The third and two that he was intercepted, are you, as the play caller, looking to just get the ball in your best player's hand?
Yes. Yes. I wanted to give our best player a chance to win on a one-on-one matchup, you know, and see if we can get it. And if not, then we have some guys in spacing areas across the board from there. So obviously that broke down, and we didn't get a chance to make that happen.
Josh got off to such a fast start on that opening drive and then didn't do a whole lot after that. Did they change something to take him away?
No, we just didn't make some plays. You know, obviously we had another ball down the side to him. You know, I think everybody believed it was pass interference. And again, I need to see the tape. And then there was another one over that one was on the right side. There's another one on the left side that we thought the guy had his arm when he was extending to catch the ball. So there were some other plays that we thought that were out there, you know, for him. That we just didn't make the hookup, you know. So again, you know, we got to keep working at this thing. He did start fast and did start hot, you know. We got to just continue that throughout the game.
The strides that Deshaun made, just in terms of accuracy and putting the ball right on the money for most of the first half and most of three quarters of the game.
No, that's improvement, you know. But again, it's not enough. I'll be first to tell you that I'm happy to watch the progression of him, and he's doing the things I'm asking him to do. Now he's got to do the other part, you know, go find a way to help this team win. And I think he'll be the first to tell you that. It's just, there's more there. There's more there in Deshaun. There's more there in this football team. You know, I'm encouraged by some things, but I'm disappointed by some things, because they deserve to win. And they got to understand, this is when you got to do it, you know, in the fourth quarter, when the chips and our backs are there, we got a chance. You know, we wasn't against the wall. We still had a 7-point lead. We got to find a way to finish it. And that's who we are right now.
What do you say to him about the overtime throw?
I'm sorry?
What do you say to him about the
overtime? You can't make that. I mean, everything that looks good isn't good. Again, because the play fell apart. You know, now it's making the decision in the pocket that's kind of outside the pocket. And I think you always got to be kind of team protecting that way, unless it's just obviously there, you know, because, again, let's go see if we can play defense and give ourselves another chance. But I'll take a good look at it. I might feel differently after watching it, but I just think he's got to always, and I think he was shocked that Matthews could get to him from where he was. He's moving to his left. But if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right.
What do you think, Corey Coleman?
I thought Corey made some plays. You know, I think Corey showed up at the game, came to play, obviously touchdown, made some other huge catches in the game. So I think that's, you know, I think that part is coming together. You know, I thought I saw some chemistry there with all of the passing game. You know, it goes differently week in and week out. Last week was the tight ends, and this week it's the receivers and the backs, and we just got to continue to find ways to move the ball well enough to score enough points. Not scoring enough points to win.